Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating Small Business Week here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., broadcasting live, as I do have been doing every year for, I guess this is my 12th or 13th year. I always forget. 12th or 13th year, we've been broadcasting from our nation's capital to celebrate small business this year, as we did last year, and as we have other years, celebrating with the U.S. Chamber and the great work that they do, and helping them celebrate small businesses. And so that's what I'm doing here. And today we're talking with a bunch of small business owners to find out what they do, what they're excited about, what they're frightened about. And our next victim, our next guest is Patricia Vanderpool. And she's out of the great state of Alabama. She is the owner of EAP Lifestyle. And she's going to tell us a little bit about that. She says I can call her Patty. Patty Vanderpool, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Patty, tell us a little bit about your company.
Oh, in a nutshell, Jim, that is, I wear so many different hats, but we contract with employers to provide mental health and other benefits, workplace training, critical incident response.
Provide mental health. So you bring it in a sack or a box or something, you deliver it to the back, to the loading dock? Wait, why do you do that?
Why do I do that?
How do you deliver mental health?
Well, yeah, we have counselors all over the world. We're in several countries too. It's actually with the healthcare changes, Jim. It's been bad for me as a business owner in a way, hard for my employees, but it's been great for driving business because an EAP is a very inexpensive option. To mental health benefits.
So let's go back, though, to how you do this, what you do. You provide counselors who go into businesses?
No, not well. Sometimes, yes. My training is in psychology, too. So if an employee, let me tell you the simplest way to say this. When we do orientation, when a company procures our services, we go in and we say, if anybody has a problem about anything, pick up the phone and call us. Of course, with DOT, there's drug and alcohol issues, so it's very complicated what I do. But yes, we contract with, I'm a counselor, and we also contract with counselors in other places.
So these are companies who want their employees to know that if they have any issues before it gets out of hand, the company is going to try to provide somebody on a very confidential basis with somebody to talk to.
Absolutely. Or we do emergency intervention. I got a call last week from an employee in a parking lot with a gun in his hand, with workplace violence.
We actually have
an alliance with OSHA, and so we do workplace violence. We also do training. How to have fun at work is my favorite. I love your motivational minute on your site.
Thank you. Well, my attitude is, Patty, if you can't have fun, let's just forget about it.
Absolutely. Sense of humor. Got to have it, right?
That's right, and I do that best when I laugh at myself, Patty.
That's the safe way to do it. Keep you away from trouble with harassment too. See,
if you can't laugh at yourself, you miss the best laughs of your life, won't you?
Absolutely. It's interesting.
So who are your customers?
Oh gosh, government organizations, the corporations. We also do small businesses, though. We're the only EAP that provides services for small business.
Good for you. Give us a website. Yeah. Give us a website, please.
www.eaplifestyle.com.
EAPlifestyle.com. What are you right now, as here we are, 2 years, almost 2 years since the Great Recession is over, what are you frightened about these days?
Since I contract with the government, I see a lot of our military having a lot of problems. That's interesting. PTSD returning.
Post-traumatic shock syndrome, yeah.
Right. On a corporate level with our management folks, they're very concerned about what may or may not be coming. I have had to put a freeze on high. We've been very creative with with health insurance challenges. I mean, I cannot get health insurance for my employees without being very, 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 very creative. And so that's done at our group.
How do you feel now that since you got that problem? How do you feel about the health care bill that passed a year ago? Is that going to help you?
About the health care bill? Is it going to help me? No, I didn't know. I don't think. Well, you know, Jim, the more problems we have as a country, the busier I get. But as a business owner, I don't think it's going to help me. No.
You think it's going to hurt you?
Yeah. Well, let's wait and see.
Right. But the main thing, it sounds to me like you're just a little bit uncertain about how it's going to be, and you're not sure it's not going to hurt you.
I'm very uncertain about that.
So my point, Patty, is right now when we're trying to get the economy off the ground, now's not a good time to make somebody like you, the creator of jobs, nervous about the future.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm also on the White House Council for Women and Girls, Jim. I think I'm the only conservative on that. In that group, but nonetheless, there I am.
So you legitimize that. You make it legal. You being the only conservative there. So
I don't know that that's true. I suspect that's true, though.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the opportunity to do that too.
Well, good for you, and good for the White House for recognizing that your voice is an important one. Patty, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to get you to tell us about some things that you're excited about, some things that you're really looking forward to. As a small business owner in America. Folks, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I'm going to continue broadcasting live from our nation's capital during this celebration of small businesses in association with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.